This is Andrew Baggerly of the Bay Area News Group. Thanks for listening to Spring Training Baseball on KNBR 680 with Marty Lurie. Next stop, San Francisco.
Oh, man, Marty.
He's a champion. He's a Jeopardy champion, and that's the way we introduce him. Extra bags, Andy Baggerly. A very good rejoinder. Thank you.
I tried to have a little fun with that intro for you, and then I realized that they're serving some Easter ham in the press box today, and I think I got started a little early.
Okay, all right. So, we get it. Yeah. We are on Periscope. Beer can periscoping us, so you get a good look at the mug of Andy Baggerly today. It is Buster Posey's birthday, and maybe you could explain. I gave the lineups earlier. He was in it. Now he's not in it. What happened?
Yeah, that's right. Buster was supposed to be in there and hitting cleanup today, and they just scratched him. And Bruce Bochy says he will play tomorrow. Now, we don't know if he's going to catch Matt Cain in a minor league game tomorrow afternoon or if he's going to, my guess is, catch Chris Heston and play against the Diamondbacks tomorrow night, because he does seem to really like to play against the NL West teams. Earlier this spring, he had the chance to catch Cueto in a minor league game or play in the major league exhibition against the Colorado Rockies, and he said he wanted to see Jorge De La Rosa, and he really has not caught a lot this spring, Marty, at all. They've really curtailed his innings. I wouldn't be surprised, and this is my spider sense tingling, if he's got a little something that he's working through, but it's nothing that's going to keep him from playing in the regular season, obviously, because he's going to be out there catching tomorrow.
Yeah, we always, it's funny, when injuries, you always don't get the truth on those injuries because they play it close to the vest. You don't know, but he sure'd be in there tomorrow night. Andy, this weekend, you wrote a nice piece yesterday on the Merck blog, I guess, or wherever it was, but about Posey and him working with Cueto and Samardzija and really sitting down as a professor almost with these two and trying to get on the same page with them. Share that with the fans.
Well, I went up to Buster's locker yesterday in the morning, and I noticed that he wasn't on the trip to Mesa to catch Samardzija, and he really had only caught Samardzija for about 10 innings all spring and had caught Cueto just once for an inning and change. So this is $220 million they spent on these two pitchers to work with the pillar of your franchise, Buster Posey, and they really hadn't worked together very much at all. And so I said, you know, why aren't you catching Jeff today? And he said, well, I'm staying back so I can talk to Cueto. And he had everything set up in the film room. He was going to go over film with Cueto and get some positive reinforcement. He said he'd already done that with Samardzija. And then after Samardzija's start, and he really had a nice start, I asked him about his session with Posey, and he said Posey gave him a couple very specific things to work on. It's in the story. I won't go into all of it, but there are some of the things that really helped him when he got out on the mound against the Cubs. So, and I told Jeff, I said, it sounds almost like you're meeting with the pitching coach instead of a catcher, you know, with all of these different cues that he's giving to you. And he said, well, you know what? That's the way it should be, because Dave Righetti's got a really bad angle from the dugout. So, you know, sometimes the guy who sees you the best is the guy who's right there behind the plate. And actually, Matt Chisholm just walking in here telling us that Posey's right hip is a little bit tight. So, explain it.
You have that beat writer's instinct.
Well, it's not my first rodeo, Marty. You know.
Very good. Hey, you got your second wave of the Marty Lurie clothing line today.
I did. I got my T-shirt. It matches my hat. So I'm expecting, where is the product line going to go from here?
We're not sure. Just okay. So we'll leave it at that. We'll leave it at that.
Okay. I'm thinking the golf polo has to be next.
Okay. Well, that's a possibility. What do you think about this whole spring training with the Giants? And, again, we're down here so often, and we look for stories and all that. Not that many stories. You know, they're all sort of coming into shape and they're getting ready to go.
Yeah, I think the story of the spring is how excited everybody is about this offense. I mean, the other story is how bad the pitching staff was, the rotation was in terms of results. Now we're seeing that start to normalize a little bit, and you'd like to see Madison Bumgarner have a good one here. You'd like to see Cain get his work in. You'd like to see Peavy have a cleaner one. We've seen Cueto and Samardzija coming off consecutive quality starts. So that was the story for a while, but I think overall it's health. It's always health, and get out of spring healthy. And they feel like the people who have been a little nicked up, Now we just found out about Posey, obviously, but all seems to be relatively minor, and as long as they can start the season healthy, the Giants are really excited about what this offense can do, and I think that might be the story of the spring.
Very good. Andy, thanks so much as always. Good stuff. Hi, Linda. How are you? And we'll catch up with Extra Bags a little later. He's off to get on Twitter and let everybody know about Posey's right hip tightness. So nice to have everyone with us. All right, we're on Periscope, and a nice job. Let's get a shot of Chris Kilday, and we talk about our trip to Cuba coming up with his wife It's not finalized, but Chris will be a big part of it. So we're working on that today as well. All right, more coming up. KMBR 680. It's crazy out here. Take a picture of the crowd, beer can. All right, on Periscope. Linda, nice to have you as we look at the beautiful Scottsdale Stadium out there as we get ready for baseball. More coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.